If you're ready to stop playing small, start grabbing your fair share of the market, stay right here. Before you make any moves, you need to understand the landscape. Don't guess. Who are you losing money to? You're sitting there wondering, how do I even compete with these giants? But here's the thing, you absolutely can. And today, I'm going to be handing it to you on a silver platter. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Let's be real for a second. Your brand is getting crushed. The competition's out there winning. Owning the market, leaving you nothing but scraps. Meanwhile, you're sitting there wondering, how do I even compete with these giants? But here's the thing, you absolutely can. You just need the right strategy. And today, I'm going to be handing it to you on a silver platter. So we're taking bold branding, smart strategy, and a killer mindset that'll have your competition sweating. So if you're ready to stop playing small, start grabbing your fair share of the market, stay right here. This is the episode that could be the game changer for your business. Are you ready? Let's do this. Number one, research your industry and your competitors. So before you make any moves, you need to understand the landscape. Again, don't guess. Who are your competitors, number one? Who are they? Who are you losing money to? Okay, ask the clients that you don't convert, ask them who they went with, okay? Because this informs who you're actually losing money to. Sometimes we think we know who our competitors are, but in fact, we sometimes don't. We want to know what they're actually doing. What are our competitors doing? What's working for them? And most importantly, where are the gaps? Okay, when we really stop and sit down and we look for the gaps, when we're being mindful about it, we can see them. And what are we looking for? What are these gaps, Marissa? Okay, what are these gaps? I want you to look at their branding. I want you to look at the colors. I want you to look at their messaging. Sometimes what you'll find is that people in industry say the same things. If you're all saying the same things, we're going to grow your business. We're going to help you achieve this outcome. If you're all saying it, stop. Because there's a huge opportunity to say that and have the same feel and get people to an outcome differently. If you're in the accounting industry and everybody is using blue in their logo and all their messaging and all their marketing, and you look around and you don't see anybody using green, purple, red, hello, that's an opportunity. Okay, these are the gaps. So I want you to look at their branding, their color schemes, their messaging. Put them out in front of you so that you can see it. You can see it and suddenly these gaps can present. Okay, look at their customer engagement too, all right? So one thing is that we look at our own customer engagement. We go, oh, what's performed well? What's doing well? What are people engaging with? But do it for your competitors as well. What are they saying that's doing well for them? What are they missing? What are they overlooking? Tweak it, change it, put your flavor on it. Okay, and you could potentially grab a hold of something that's trending, grab a hold of a gap and make it look like you and stand out and be different. Now, customers get used to seeing the same thing over and over, right? You've seen it, you kind of feel like you've seen it again. You've seen it, you don't really pay attention to it when you see the same thing over and over again. So predictability in an industry is your opportunity to disrupt it. Okay, remember what I've just said. Predictability in an industry is your opportunity to disrupt it. So now I want to go into a case study of one of our fantastic clients. This is a real life example of our amazing client, My Meals. Now, all of our clients are amazing, of course, I'm going to say that. But this one is, no question, amazing. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. So let me tell you a little bit about My Meals. Now, they are in the meal preparation business and they knew they had the best quality ingredients and the best tasting meals. Why? Because they're using fresh. They're using grass-fed meat. They're using chickens that are happy, beef that are happy. Everyone's happy in the compilation of these amazing, good-tasting meals, all right? But there was a problem. In the meal preparation industry, there is a lot of big competitors, right? They're crushing them in branding and marketing. You only need to walk into a supermarket to see how many options are available. Go into the fridge section, they're all there. Go into the freezer section, they're all there. Everyone is jumping on board this bandwagon. Now, when My Meals first came to us, their business was called Meal Machines with a tagline, fuel yourself. It was cool. It had a little cog, kind of, you know, like a machine, because that business at that time was targeting people that were using it as performance, gym goers. It made sense, right, to that. But when our client purchased this business and they wanted to appeal to a broader audience, because of course there's opportunity in that, right? Expanding the audience is great opportunity. So Meal Machines didn't appeal to a broader audience, so renamed. Perfect. My Meals. My Meals caters to everyone, okay? And this would be something that people could emotionally connect with. So it invited a more personal, more relatable experience. All right, so once we've got this on our table, what do we do next? We do exactly what I just told you to do at the start. We research the colours. And what did we find? No surprise. There was a lot of predictable colour schemes, okay? There's a reason why Woolworths brand colour is green. A lot of people follow that. The safe colour schemes. U Foods, there's a lot of them that were coming out with the same colour schemes, okay? So what do we need to do? We had to develop a bold, unique brand identity that stood out, not just on their website, but across their meal packaging, delivery boxes, social media, print ads, and so much more. And now the result? My Meals went from blending in to owning its space, okay? And what did we do? We explored an entirely unique color palette that no other meal preparation company was using. I recommend that you go and check out the show notes. I know the team are going to be putting a link in the show notes to how you can check out My Meals, the great range. And we even broke it down. We have the main color, but then we broke the color scheme down into different groups. We have a seniors range color. We have the fish and seafood color. We have the chicken range color, and we have the beef color. So it was easy for our customers to say, oh, wow, that's that meal. Oh, wow, that's that type of meal. And bringing all those colors together, this is really important. If you're going to create a color palette, make sure that when you bring all of the colors together, they work together. You don't want to be throwing a pastel color in with a fluoro color. You don't want to be throwing in something that's really bold and dark and heavy with something lighter. So be conscious of it when you bring it all together. Step number two, you need to get creative and make your brand unforgettable. So what can you take from this? Again, don't play it safe. Stop playing it safe. When you blend in, you'll never break through. Hey, that was a good one. I'm going to say it again. When you blend in, you never break through, all right? Use unexpected colors that your industry just don't use, because that's how you're going to get noticed. Your marketing doesn't have to work as hard if you are creating your own island. You're bringing traffic to you just by standing out. bold messaging, a unique voice. We manipulated the font in the logo, My Meals. You can't type those letters, even when you buy the font, okay, that's in the style guide. You can't even create what we created because we manipulated the font so it was unique. So make sure your branding is cohesive and consistent across all platforms. Marketing just isn't about shouting louder, okay? It's about making an impact. You want people to remember you and most importantly, believe in what you are offering. If you have the best product or service, back it up with a brand that really proves it. And our final takeaway is this. I don't want you to be intimidated by the big competitors. They might have the big budget, but you, the small business owner, you, the marketer, have the agility and creativity to outmaneuver them. What will take the big guys months to turn around, make a decision about? You can do it in a matter of days, if not weeks. Do your research, stand out, get creative, and most of all, don't settle for the crumbs that they're going to leave to you. Go after your fair share of the market with confidence. See you soon. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.